Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Flip Flops and People Ops, the show I bring to you from a guest bedroom in my house, where most podcasts are brought to you. It's not as exciting as it looks, folks, but it is really fun. If you could see actually how this is set up, I think you all would laugh. I'm still working on a studio look, but it's coming. I just moved into this house. I got to get my kids' rooms done first. Today, we're going to talk about a question someone asked me on LinkedIn. I was talking to this person about what her biggest challenge was in her role in people and culture and talent. And she said, you know, engagement's really high right now, and I'm very proud of that. Our senior leadership team is dialed in. They're respectful. I have access to the CEO. They seem to get the people first concept. I'm like, great. First of all, congratulations. You are doing better and are in a better situation than I would say 90% of people in roles like yours. So that's great to hear. But she said, my biggest challenge and what keeps me up at night is worrying about maintaining our culture and hiring for a culture fit as we grow, because we're growing. I answered her question, but then I told her, I'm going to turn this into a podcast episode because a lot of other people need to hear this. When we say culture fit, what are we saying? Your culture is the DNA and fabric of your company. It's how decisions are made. How do people treat each other? What does it feel like to work there? So when that's going well, you have employees who are highly productive. They're respectful. They're getting stuff done. People are happy. They're showing up to work with a great attitude and just everything's humming. That's a great culture. And what happens often is companies will hire a lot of people very quickly. And then the culture changes because maybe they bring in people who are brilliant jerks. Those are people who are really smart, but make you feel really bad about ever asking them a question, or just generally working with them is really tough. People are scared to talk to them or engage with them because it's painful. Or you hire a bunch of people who maybe don't get a good onboarding, and then the way that they jump into their role is a little bit too quick, and then they start out a little disengaged and it causes disruption on teams, and teams stop being so close because then there's underperformers. Lots of things can throw your culture out of whack, but hiring quickly is definitely one of them. So it's natural to feel like, if we're going to add a bunch of people, I want to make sure they're going to fit in and they're going to benefit the organization. So I get the question and I understand the sentiment, but I want to explain why you might be overthinking it and give you some ways and tactics to hire for a culture fit without having to try too hard. If you have a good culture, you need to continue to work to embed it into your company. That means if you have great company values that employees believe in, make sure they're reiterated at the all hands. Embed it unapologetically into meetings, messages, whatever your Slack or Teams messaging app is. When you make an announcement and it has something to do with growing the business or celebrating someone, tie it back to one of your values. Talk about your company values all the time. When you do peer recognition, which is something Pingboard can help you with very easily, that's the company that brings you this show, the company I work for. We have a really easy to use peer recognition part of our tool where you can tie back what someone did that was great, that went above and beyond, to your values. When your employees just know what your culture means and what the values are, what the mission is, what the vision is, there's just magic when everyone is hearing and saying the same things all the time. So train your managers to, in their one-on-ones and in team meetings, if debate starts to happen and it gets heated, tie things back to a value. Hey, let's figure this out respectfully, or whatever it is. The magic of your company is unapologetically living and embodying your culture. Whenever you all as a company are together or in one-off discussions, your people just know your values, and it's by talking about it all the time. Your CEO saying it at all hands. This is why we exist. We're so glad you work here. We're a people-first company. All that. So fast forward to you're growing and you need to hire more people and you want to make sure that they match the momentum of where this company is headed, and you protect that very precious energy and vibe and momentum that you've already created. What you need to do is make it easy for candidates to opt into your culture. You don't have to go looking for them. When you post a job, put your values in the job description. Put your mission and vision too. Make sure that they're clear and that they're good. You can always throw these things into ChatGPT and make sure that you're saying your mission and your vision clearly, things like that. But it begins with the candidate finding your job description. That's the beginning of their employee experience. And when you're already living and embodying your culture in the job description, it's going to stand out to them. I can guarantee you, a lot of companies don't put their values in their job description. And if they do, they never really visit it again. So as you go through phone screens and you identify your top candidates to go through the interview process, take the time in that first phone screen or in that first deeper interview to explain each of your values. Walk them through and tell them, hey, I want to tell you a little bit more about our company, our mission, our vision, what it means. And we take our values very seriously and we think we have a great culture. So we want to tell you about our culture because you're choosing us just as much as we're choosing potentially you. So they've seen your values in the job description. You're now on a phone screen or an interview and you're walking them through each value. Don't breeze through it. Say, I'm just going to take a few minutes and walk you through each of our values and what they mean. This is one of our values and this is what it means. Maybe this is an example of recently how it played out at our company. Someone did something incredible and we did this. Walk them through all of them. Then ask them if they could tell you which of your values they like the most or is their favorite and why. And then shush, let them talk. Because it can be so easy to try and guide the conversation because we're all helpers, empathetic feelers in HR and recruiting. So you'll learn a lot about someone when they just open up and tell you wherever they want to tell you, wherever they want to go, whatever story unfolds. I like this value because it reminds me of this one mentor I had and it was incredible. And I hope to find that again. Or I like this value because I've never had this before. And I love that your company believes in this. You'll get some people who freeze and they're like, I don't know. And that's an indicator that maybe they don't care about values. They are just looking for that next job, that next paycheck. They're already quiet quitting. But ask them to pick one of your favorite values and tell you why they feel that way. From there, you can ask them some behavioral questions, some open-ended questions that are not like, tell me about a time you failed. Because you don't want them to feel like they're under a microscope, but you will learn a lot about a candidate less than like, have you done these things skill set wise? Like, yes, that's important. But you also want to hear in their own words how they've handled certain situations in the past. That will tell you if they're a culture fit. So you can ask them things like, tell me about a time that you worked with a group of people on something and reached an incredible result. Or you were asked to do something that sounded hard and you weren't sure how it was going to get figured out, but it did. And walk me through what that looked like. They'll tell you like, I did everything and I made sure all this happened and I was the hero. Or they'll say, we got together and we quickly realized we didn't know all the right answers. So we did some research. We made a few mistakes along the way, but we learned from them. And what ended up happening was even better. We automated this process of our business and the CEO was pumped. We saved all this money for the company. Whatever their answer is, you'll hear if they're a culture fit. And it's not like check boxes that you're looking for. This is the nuanced part that I talk about all the time. That's like, you kind of have this sixth sense of what they're saying is either they are a toxic overperformer who wants to hold on to all the credit and get all the glory, or they're a collaborative team member who knows they don't know all the right answers and they want to learn and grow with others, or they don't have any stories because they've never really been dialed in at a company. And that's not really a good example of a culture fit. So you'll start to catch a pattern. Another couple of questions you could ask. Tell us about a time where you made a mistake on a project or a campaign or an initiative, and what did you learn and what happened? They'll tell you a lot. They'll be like, oh, it wasn't my fault. And the way it was handled was awful. Okay, that's not a culture fit. Or they'll say, I got in a little bit over my head on a project and I didn't ask for help when I probably should have. And my manager came in to help me fix it. And although it was scary, what I learned was that I can ask for help and it's okay. And it's better to ask for help sooner. That's a culture fit. And even more questions you could ask. Tell us about a new skill that you learned recently, whether it's personal or professional. Let them tell you that they learned how to crochet. Let them tell you that they learned how to use a circular saw and they're redoing their house. Or let them tell you that they just learned how to code in a different language and they were self-taught. That'll tell you everything. But if they're also like, new skills, I haven't learned any new skills. Okay, that's not a culture fit. Do you see where I'm headed with this? Other questions you can ask. Tell me about a time that you got into a disagreement or a heated debate with a coworker, but then you realized that maybe they actually did have a better answer. Tell me about a time where you felt like you were given too many things to work on, but maybe not enough time. How did you handle it? Another one, tell me about a time when you made a quick decision you were proud of. Or describe a time you noticed a process that needed to be fixed and what happened. You should feel safe to go into the negative and tell them like, hey, I'm not trying to get you to feel bad. I'm not trying to make you think that if you tell me this, you're not going to get hired. But we've all made mistakes at work. We've all had scary situations or had moments that we're not proud of. So we're just trying to figure out a little bit more about you as a person because we've all had these moments. Tell me about a time that you did something wrong or made a mistake on a project and how did you handle it? Either they're going to tell you, I went and told my boss, or they're going to say, I never make mistakes, or they're going to say, I got scared and I didn't tell anyone and it got worse. Guess what? The fact that they're even owning it now, they still could be a culture fit. They're telling you that they learned from that. That's a good indicator that that could be a good hire. It's okay. We all make mistakes. I will link out to this document full of open-ended questions, like even for getting to know their personality a little bit, like in what ways do you push yourself to get better? How do you recover when you feel burned out? How do you rest when you know it's time for your body to take a break? Tell me something about yourself that's not on your resume. When was the last time you lost track of time doing something you enjoy? There's a ton of questions you can ask. So check that out in the show notes, but ask them behavioral questions for a culture fit. When you're interviewing, you also want to make sure that there's no more than four interviews, including the phone screen. Studies show by Google that after the fourth interview, confidence that a candidate is the right fit is usually 86% accurate. After the fourth interview, it only raises by like 2%. So if you've ever put someone through multiple rounds of interviews, like 6, 7, 8, because you guys can't make up your minds, first of all, you're forgiven because that's an innocent mistake, but you're putting the candidate through hell. They might start off disengaged and a little ticked off if you do hire them, but you are going to want to use one of those precious four interviews to bring in other people from the team, maybe some other people from across the organization to just get different perspectives. Say it's a marketing hire. You want to bring in someone from the dev team or the product team or the customer success or support team just to say like, well, this is some of the people you'll be working with. And this is Kelsey. She's our head of customer success. And we just wanted you to meet who you'll be working really closely with and just some other people who work at the company who are also great. And then train your people to go around and ask some of these open-ended questions. Yes, you can ask questions on skill set and make sure that they're a good fit. That should have happened during the phone screen. But this is another great time for the team just to get a feel for like, who is this person? And you don't want to grill them, but giving them a list of questions they can ask that you haven't already asked is usually a good idea. Nobody likes to repeat themselves and say, oh, this is why I'm qualified all over again. Didn't I get a phone screen and didn't I talk to the interviewer? And now you all are asking me. So make sure that's giving a better impression because they might not choose your culture if you guys kind of don't seem like you have it together. But ask the team after, like, as you guys were asking your questions, how did you feel? And if anybody is like, I don't know, I felt like they weren't making eye contact the whole time, or I felt like their answers were wandering and kind of didn't make sense. Listen to that stuff. Sure, people get nervous, but we all can tell if someone's going to fit into a group generally. If someone on the team gets a really off feeling, just tell them that they can meet with you separately or you can talk about it as a group. Usually what I found is when one person says something didn't seem right, everyone else or many other people will say, you know, I kind of got the same vibe and I'm glad you said that. And sometimes it's split 50-50, but if everyone's all in, it's like, that seems like a great candidate. I would like to work with that person. Culture fit. Great. Don't overthink it. Don't be like, well, they're not from this industry. It's like, that doesn't mean they're not a culture fit. People from various backgrounds and industries and experience levels are actually really great to bring together in a company because it'll make you make better decisions. If you bring in a teacher, an ex-lawyer, a single mom who hasn't worked in 5 years, but she's been running the household and raising 3 kids. You've got it as opposed to like 5 people from a marketing ad agency going to work at a marketing ad agency. Like I would actually argue that both groups could potentially perform exactly the same. People will rise to meet you at the level that you set the bar. So make sure the team feels like this is a good fit. And just ask them like, could you see yourself working with this person? Don't ask them like, do you think this is a culture fit? Because not everybody knows what that means. That's a term for you and I to be using. Ask them, could you see yourself working with this person? And if they're like, yeah, I do. Great. Culture fit. Don't overthink it. You're going to make some wrong hires. It's inevitable. But if no one's getting their alarms being set off and the person's answering the questions in a way that feels like they want to learn and grow at the company and they have the right experience level and the right skills, hire them. Great. Give them a chance. Another thing you can do to test for their skills is give them a homework assignment, but you want to make sure that regardless if you hire them or not, you do pay them. Homework assignments are meant to show a little bit more of the skill set, but you are also sharing your culture in that you're like, thanks for working on this project and turning it in. Here's a $50 Amazon gift card for your time. Otherwise, people can feel like you're stealing their ideas or that they kind of worked for free and that feels gross. And they'll tell other people, oh my gosh, I interviewed for this company. And other people are like, I know that company. And you're like, yeah, I did a project all weekend and they didn't hire me. And it's like, ew, gross. I don't like that company anymore. You don't want to impact your employer brand because of that. So their project is a good indicator of them being a culture fit or not, because you will see the quality and the time and effort they put in. You do want to tell them like, hey, we don't want you to spend more than 20 hours on this. So give it your best crack, but we're not expecting perfection. But if you're also given something that was kind of like haphazardly put together and it's just not great, that's not a culture fit. It's okay. Compare it to other projects. And if everyone's project was like that, maybe the project is unclear or you're asking them to do something too big. For example, you're making a marketing hire and you ask them to make you a 30, 60, 90 day plan, including all the channels you're going to use and like suggested goals and like example social posts. Sometimes projects can be too big. You just want a little tiny bite. Ask them to do something very specific, but don't ask them to give you a masterclass in what they would do at your company because they don't work there yet. So give them something realistic that's clear for them to turn in. Look at the quality, look at how they present it, and that is your culture fit. So if you ever get to the end of a round of interviews and you've got the hiring manager and maybe some people who are on panel interviews and you're having some kind of debrief to decide, or you're just trying to decide with the hiring manager and you both are like, but are they a culture fit? Then your interview strategy is wrong, because it should be very clear by the end of the 4 interviews or maybe less, they're a culture fit. The question should be like, well, they don't have the exact skills we were hoping for, but maybe we can train them. That's the question that should be getting figured out. Or they're overqualified. Maybe we don't want them to get bored. You should know if they're a culture fit because you asked all those right open-ended questions. You looked at the project. The team got to take a temperature of what it feels like to talk to this person, to be with this person, to be interacting with them. So pay attention and use the time wisely in interviews to get them to open up, because you're asking open-ended questions, which means you're not saying, do you like to code? Yes or no? That's like a yes or no question. Instead, you say, tell me why you like to be a developer. That answer could go all kinds of directions. My dad was a developer. I grew up in a family where we didn't have a lot, and I really wanted to provide for my family and, you know, break that cycle. So I knew this was a lucrative career and I'm actually really passionate about up-leveling and getting whatever. Or they're like, I don't know, I just chose it. All of that is telling you more about that person. The person and how they present and how they open up to you will help you understand if this is a culture fit or not. So there you go. Hire for a culture fit by being very clear and intentional about your values, because what's really cool is once you do hire them and they go to the all hands and your CEO's like, this person lived up to this value, or we're falling short on this goal as a company, but according to this value, this is how we're going to address it. And it's like, whoa, I really joined a really cool company is what your new hire is thinking, who was your candidate, and you are really embodying what they bought into. They will self-select just as much as you're selecting them. So just pay attention to the questions you're asking in your interviews. Okay. You can always reach out to me on LinkedIn. I love talking to all of you. I've got like 27 conversations unfolding at once. So thank you for reaching out. Continue to reach out. And driving engagement is not easy, but it's not impossible. Okay. That's why you listen to the show. I will summarize these ideas and tips for you, and just keep chipping away at what your people are trying to tell you. Send your surveys. If you need help, reach out to me. I can help you think about getting started or what to do with the feedback, but just keep talking to your people. You're not going to be perfect, but your people aren't perfect and they're not even expecting perfection. But if you want to go faster, you're going to want to check out pingboard.com. It's an employee experience platform that helps you drive engagement by making sure one-on-ones are happening, making it easier to send surveys, automating your onboarding for new hires, and making checklists so nobody feels lost and giving that great first impression in the first couple of days of working at your company. There's so many features and ways within Pingboard to make sure your people see that they truly do come first and that you care about and are prioritizing them. So if you want to check it out, you'll see my face on the website too. I'd love to talk to you there on LinkedIn. We'll get you a demo and I'll get you all set up with an account so you can get started driving engagement in a much easier, faster, more realistic way because you are only one person. Okay. Thanks for listening. Remember to be kind to yourself. You're doing the best you can and I think you're doing a great job. Thanks for listening and I'll see you next week. Bye.